BBC
Radio 6
Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music documentaries, telling the stories in music that matter.
I remember going to CBGB's for the first time and being like, I thought this would be tougher. It looked tough, but the people were quite sane and a lot of college kids, whereas City Gardens was terrifying.
Like LCD sound system on legendary venues, and how Kate Bush made her classic records.
I've never been so pleased to finish anything in my life, but I did enjoy it. And it was really, I think, the happiest I've been writing and making an album.
Updated daily on BBC Sounds. Now, this is a BBC Radio 6 Music documentary.
A candy-coloured clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreamers do, then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you. In dreams I walk with you, in dreams I talk to you, in dreams you're mine all the time. We're together in dreams, but just before the dawn, I awake and find you gone. I can't help it, I can't help it, if I
welcome to The First Time with me, Matt Everett. This is the series where we meet some of the most influential and best-loved musicians around and look at the seminal first musical moments that shaped their lives and their careers, their first musical passions, their first gig, the first hit, and so on. I'm speaking not to a musician, but to a filmmaker, and one who uses music to unique effect and is a musician himself, David Lynch. And that song that you just heard was Roy Orbison's In Dreams, taken from Lynch's breakthrough film Blue Velvet. And whether it's his creations on film or TV, such as Blue Velvet or Twin Peaks, Lost Highway, Eraserhead or Wild at Heart, or in his own music, there's a certain feel to David Lynch's work. Surreal, hypnotic, disturbingly beautiful. Sometimes this idea of something just in wait, lying under the surface, just on the borders of consciousness, and sometimes just images and sounds straight from a nightmare. In this very rare interview, he talks about these formative early musical influences, his passion for early rock and roll and Elvis, obviously, how music has inspired his movies, very specifically in the case of something like Blue Velvet, and how he creates his own solo albums, like this year's release, The Big Dream. But I started, as I do with all my guests, by asking when he was first aware of music.
Yeah, my parents played a lot of music in the house, but they played mostly classical music. And I remember it wafting around.
What sort of thing?
Mahler and, let's see, Chopin, things like that.
And did you always find music attractive, appealing, the idea of sound being around you?
Yes, I liked sounds as much as music. And one of the sounds I loved as a kid was the sound of a squadron of B-36 bombers. It was so beautiful.
That's an interesting choice of sound.
Yeah. And my parents used to sing in the car. And so you imagine driving across the United States, your parents singing in the front seat, and it would drive me crazy.
I'm just trying to conjure up an image of you sitting in the back of a car on a long road trip.
Well, my dad is a cowboy and woodsman, and so a lot of Western songs. That's another thing. It wasn't all classical. It was a lot of Western music. I can't remember the things. Campfire songs. You know, My Darling Clementine, I think, was one of them.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever. Dreadful sorry Clementine. In a cavern, in a canyon, excavating for a mine. Well, the miner, 49er, and his daughter, Clementine. 10,000 cattle gone astray, left my range and traveled away. And the sons of guns, I'm here to say, have left me dead broke today. In gambling halls delaying, 10,000 cattle straying. In gambling halls delaying, 10,000 cattle straying. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling. Clementine.
What was the first music that you owned? What was the first kind of record that was yours?
I got Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly.
Okay, that's a good record. That's a good start.
It's a great record.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy. Not Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
Did your musical obsessions come from there, kind of early rock and roll?
Yes, the birth of rock and roll. Elvis Presley lit the fire for me, and I feel like that birth of rock and roll had so much like tremendous power and potential, and it lasted for a while. And then I remember hearing that John Lennon said rock and roll died when Elvis went in the army, and it's sort of true in a way. Mm. It changed. There are a lot of great music, but there's this thing that rock and roll had in that very beginning that kind of went away.
Something just got lost.
A little bit.
What's your Elvis track? What should we play? What's the Elvis song we should play for you?
I guess, Baby, What You Want Me to Do.
Do you remember the first time you went to a movie, went to the cinema, and kind of heard a soundtrack or a song in a film that really made an impression on you?
Yeah, it was Summer Place.
I don't know that.
Theme from the Summer Place. I'll tell you what it was. It was a kind of a terrible film, but I took my girlfriend to it, and that made it, you know, a nice film. But it was an example of how music bumps up when it's hooked to images.
And you realize the kind of potential of that very early on in your sort of...
Yeah, that was kind of an eye-opener. or ear opener.
Because on the soundtrack you created with Alan Splett for your very first feature film for Eraserhead, which was re-released, I think, last year, it's kind of become something as a standalone entity in its own right. People are almost as fascinated by the soundtrack to that film as the film itself, especially the song In Heaven. Why do you think that is?
Sound is so important. I always say cinema is sound and picture flowing together in time, and sound can do so much for the picture. It's just an incredible thing. It can paint a great giant world, you know, beyond the picture, and it can set a mood. It can start dreams going, and it's so beautiful, but the sounds are usually dictated by the ideas in the picture, so you have to work to get the sounds to marry to the picture.
In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. You
yeah.
You're listening to The First Time with me, Matt Everett, and my guest, David Lynch. And that was In Heaven, taken from David Lynch's first film, Eraserhead, in 1977. First the version from the soundtrack, and then a cover version done by the Pixies. Lynch would have major success with his film The Elephant Man in 1980, but it was 1986's stunning Blue Velvet that would really establish him as a truly original filmmaker. I think you said that the actual idea for Blue Velvet, the initial mood of the film, came from hearing Bobby Vinton's version of that song. Is that right?
That's right. And I also say I didn't really like that song when it came out.
Really?
No, it was a kind of schmaltzy thing. And then some years went by, I heard it somewhere, and as I was listening, these images came. So it became a super important song to me.
What were the images that came? Can you remember?
Oh, yeah. Red lips through a glass of a front door glass of a car at night. Green lawns at night going off into darkness. And a mood that came with those two things, some kind of mystery. The ear came a little bit later, but those two things came from the song.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was all. In my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. This
is BBC Radio 6 Music.
The very first thing that you hear, in fact, the first thing that you see at the start of your film Lost Highway is this long highway. And the first thing you hear is the David Bowie track I'm Deranged, which is like a really rare Bowie track. Are you a big fan of his?
Yes, but, you know, that track, I listened to his whole album, and that track just stuck out to me. And when I talked to him about using it, he said, you know, that's strange because I really love that track. And, you know, on every album, I'm sure there's tracks that the artists, you know, the producers, they love, but for some reason just kind of gets lost through the years. It's not, but when you really focus in on some of these things, they're great, great. They could have been big.
Yeah. Because you work with him on Fire Walk With Me as well. What's he like? Because I'm an enormous Bowie fan.
He's a great person. And I worked with him on Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me. Really great to work with. Easygoing and very refined, dignified, and just totally professional.
Is there a Bowie track that we should play at this juncture?
I'm Deranged.
I'll play that one then.
Yeah, that would be great. Flying down the highway, night.
Funny how secrets travel on. I start to believe if I were to bleed. Thin sky, the man changes his hands held high. The cruise me young, cruise me babe. A blonde leaf beyond, beyond, beyond. No return, no return. So cruise me baby on. And the rain sets in, it's the angel man. I'm deranged. Cruise me, cruise me, cruise me baby.
This one.
You're listening to The First Time with me, Matt Everett, and my guest this week, Mr. David Lynch. And that was I'm Deranged by David Bowie, the very first song you hear during the opening credits of David Lynch's film Lost Highway.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
BBC Radio Six Music.
I'm Matt Everett, and this is The First Time here on Six Music, the show where we look at the key first moments in an artist's career. And my guest this week is David Lynch, and that is Laura Palmer's theme from Lynch's groundbreaking television series Twin Peaks, music written for the show by Angelo Badalamenti. Lynch has contributed musically to most of his films, either as a lyricist, composer, or performer, and for Twin Peaks he wrote the words to Falling, the song sung by Julie Cruz that would become the show's main theme and an unlikely hit single. I asked him how he feels when he hears that song nowadays.
Oh no, it makes me feel so good. And there's another example. You know, that song was done, and I told Angelo that's going to be the theme for, you know, this show. And he didn't really get it, but when the beginning of Twin Peaks comes on with that music of Angelo's, it gives a feeling that is, you know, to me, and so beautiful, and it catches a kind of a thing of Twin Peaks.
It is strange that, like, some songs, some pieces of music kind of have a life outside the place they're originally intended to. Certain, you know, tracks kind of belong to everybody, and that song, I think, has become one of those. It kind of means so much to people, which is, that's quite a flattering thing, isn't it, when it happens, I guess?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It becomes married to a story, to a world, and so the song becomes bigger.
Don't let yourself be hurt this time.
You recorded with Danger Mouse and Mark Linkous from Sparkle Horse as well, didn't you, on the Dark Night of the Soul album, on a couple of songs, including Star Eyes, which is just a beautiful track. And looking at some of your interviews and the way you talk about music, collaborations seem to be really at the heart of your musical creativity. How come you ended up working with those guys? Do you seek people out that you think you can bounce off?
No, someone told me Danger Mouse wants to come to your house. And I didn't have a clue, but there were two songs out at that time, Ghost of Love and maybe Imaginary Girl, I'm not sure what. And I thought in the back of my mind, does he want me to sing on something? That can't be. And but he didn't want me to sing. He wanted me to listen to the tracks, get ideas, have images come from listening to these tracks, and make stills. Instead of a video, make stills.
Right.
And then at the end of the time we spent in him telling me about that, I said, I just had this crazy idea that you wanted me to sing. And he said, I do want you to sing. So that, I'm sure he really didn't, but he was being very polite.
He's being polite.
And ended up doing two songs on that and meeting Sparkle Horse was really, both of them were just great to be around.
Listening to The First Time with me, Matt Everett, and my guest this week, David Lynch. As well as his work as a director and writer, David has recorded albums under his own name. The first was The Very Odd Blue Bob in 2001, and more recently he's released two albums with producer and musician Dean Hurley. The first, Crazy Clown Time in 2011, and then this year's The Big Dream. I asked him when he first started work on that record.
it segued from, we finished enough for Crazy Clown Time, but we were still working, so it wasn't any kind of break.
Oh, we just went straight through.
We just were working.
I think you called it electronic blues. There's definitely a kind of blues feel to it in places.
Always we say, you know, the basis of that, what we're doing right now anyway, is based on the blues.
Why is that?
Just something we both love.
Because there's a Bob Dylan, actually, well, there's a Bob Dylan cover, but you said it's a cover, not of Bob Dylan, it's a cover of Nina Simone doing the covers. That's right?
Exactly right.
Why that song? Why did you choose it?
Big Dean Hurley had the idea that would be good to try to do that song, and I didn't get really pumped about it, but I got more and more in love with it, and it's a great song, it's a great story, and it's still a timely story.
Yeah, I mean, do you look, as, you know, someone who has a history in filmmaking, are you more attracted to songs and lyrics that have a strong narrative in them rather than the more abstract ones?
I like both, but I do like a kind of a story, even if it's a short story or an abstract story. Mm. I, you know, can picture things and picture a lot of times a character that helps me sing a certain way.
Okay, so what would be an example on this album then?
Sun Can't Be Seen No More.
Who's the character? What are they like? The
character is this young kid coming up from Memphis to cut a track in L.A. And he's not exact. He might live in a bigger town, and you know, but he's from the Piney Woods.
Right.
And drives a pickup truck and lives that kind of life.
Interesting you've got the details of the characters.
I mean, he's got a certain number of fillings in his mouth. Bad dentists.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
And at first, give me a little bit more on the phones. Down in Memphis, they got a lot of pretty girls in the studio. That sure helps. Helps with the mood. You got any beer? All right. Let's do it.
that. No. I don't drink that foreign beer.
You've done more and more music in previous years. I guess people must ask you this a lot. I mean, do you see yourself as much a musician as a filmmaker? But I guess, you know, I guess for you, it's just all art. It's just whatever you're doing at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, the ideas take you to different places. So I'm involved in a lot of different things, and I'm in love with a lot of different mediums. And it's like these mediums are very, very beautiful women.
And you think it would be unjust and a waste if you just concentrated on just the one woman?
Well, yeah, you know, the others would feel pretty bad.
The album, I wanted to ask you this, because this album, and indeed your photographs and your films and your vines and your tweets and everything, are kind of often described as being Lynchian, which kind of fascinates me when anyone becomes an Ian, if you know what I mean. I kind of wanted to know what David Lynch thinks being Lynchian means. What does it mean to you?
I got this answer. I used the doctors have asked me not to think about this type of thing.
Is that your standard set response to that question?
It is now, yeah.
So what's next for you? I mean, if you recorded straight through for the past two albums, are you still working musically? What's next?
Well, Dean and I have really taken a break. There's other projects going on right now, but I know that when the dust settles on The Big Dream, we'll be back at it. And we do have some kind of ideas floating around that will inspire us to get back to work.
What kind of ideas? What can you tell us?
No, they're top secret, Matt.
Something we always do is we ask the guest to pick the final song. So it can be anything you want. It'd be something new, something old, something off this record, or something you heard this morning. And that's the song we'll finish on. What should we play out with?
Love and War by Neil Young.
Why that song?
Because it's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard.
Can you remember first hearing Neil and kind of falling in love with him straight away?
Well, I always liked him, but this is off the album he did called Le Noise with Daniel Lanois. And Neil's voice, this song, the way he sings it and the way he plays it is extraordinary to me. It's so beautiful. And his guitar work and the voice and the mood that comes out and the feeling it gives is something I think is extremely special.
Well, then that's the song we should play. Thank you very much. It's been really good to speak to you. Thanks for your time.
Matt, it's been great to talk to you, and we appreciate this interview. Thank you very much. Good day today.
Sing about love and war. I don't really know what I'm saying. I've been in love and I've seen a lot of war. Seen a lot of people praying. They pray to Allah and they pray to the Lord. And mostly they pray about love and war. Young men go to war and leave a lot of young brides waiting. I watch them try to explain it to their kids. Seen a lot of them failing. They tried to tell them and they tried to explain why daddy won't ever come home again. said a lot of things that I can't take back, but I don't really know if I wanna. And songs about love, I sang songs about war since the back streets of Toronto. I sang for justice and I hit a bad chord, but I still try to sing about love and war. Break the heart of your lover. I made a mistake and I did it again. Then we struggled to recover. I sang in anger, hit another bad chord, but I still try to sing about love and war.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Will my eyes be closed or open? I go. This is
BBC.
BBC Radio.
Six Music. Right now, this is Handpicked.
Hello, this is a shorter version of a weekly new music playlist titled Handpicked by Six Music, one of a big collection of music playlists you can now download and subscribe to in the BBC Sounds app. To find the full version, just search Handpicked and check out some of the other playlists tailored for whatever music you need or mood you're in.
Life ain't always empty.